European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini has hailed Iran for living up to its commitments with regards to the nuclear deal signed with the P5+1. Speaking at a joint press conference with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Tehran, Mogherini said that Iran has kept its side of the bargain. She added that the issue of financial transactions is of critical importance and that the EU is doing what it can to ensure its banking system is accessible to Iran. Zarif said that Iranian people want to see the tangible outcomes of the nuclear deal. He called on the West, the U.S. in particular, to meet its commitments regarding the agreement in practice and not just on paper. The top diplomat said that providing access to the global financial system was the goal of the nuclear deal and that the U.S. should not impede the achievement of that goal. Jan Oberg is founder of transnational.org, joining us from London. Jan Oberg, so we have the EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini in her second visit to Iran after the lifting of the JCPOA. And it was pretty remarkable the way that the overall posturing of the EU stood vis-a-vis the West when it came to this banking deal. And of course, the EU said that it's done all that it can. It has lifted all the nuclear-related sanctions. And in terms of banking, it's ensuring all the banks in Europe that it's okay to do business with Iran. But it hinted towards the West, in particular the U.S. Why do you think then that U.S. is not following through if that's coming from the EU foreign policy chief indirectly?
Well, let me first say that I think this is, in the midst of so much bad news, this is a good thing, this good news, and there are reasons to congratulate exactly these two personalities for the fact that we have a deal. And what they are doing now is peace building, that is to extend all the constructive cooperative aspects, energy, trade, etc., and maybe setting up an EU diplomatic office in Tehran. All this is in the right direction, and it's very good that the European Union, for once, is taking a role of, if you will, a mediator, or spearheading the necessary development where the U.S. is still acting, at least some corners of the U.S., is acting as the grumpy superpower on its way down, trying to harass Iran a little more with sanctions and putting their nose into defensive systems that have nothing to do with the nuclear deal, etc. I'm very happy that there is a leadership on this point in the European Union who is doing the right thing, because it's now we've got to get things moving between Iran and the rest of the world, and she's taking a good role here.
Do you think that she can do more than just take a good role and actually pressure the U.S. to come together under this joint five countries that actually signed the JCPOA to act under their obligations?
Well, you know, she can either succeed with taking leadership on behalf of the rest of the West, and that would be great, or the U.S. will find out that that game they are trying to play after this deal, they better stop it because it's not even in their own interest. The U.S. could earn a lot of money on stopping this, you know, sanction thing. I've always been against sanctions in this case and all other cases, because, you know, it costs the U.S. a lot of money too. This is a huge market, your people, 80 million people, etc. It's just self-defeating, but there, unfortunately, these years and a few more years, there will be a number of self-defeating, self-destructive policies coming out of Washington, because it's an empire on its way down and it's kind of fighting for what it wants. You know, once upon a time, the U.S. could just say what it wanted. It could bully the world as it liked. It cannot do that anymore. And I have always believed that the European Union had the capacity, the economy, etc., to be a second important civilian conflict resolution player. I've been very disappointed from Yugoslavia onwards. But if Madame Mogherini is the person we need, I'm just applauding.
But do you think that the U.S. At all is looking at the situation as somewhat falling behind the EU when it comes to the just purely economic side of this deal? Because we're seeing the enthusiasm that European countries are embracing when it comes to Iran, and yet the U.S., for whatever reasons, maybe it's the presidential elections, I don't know, are falling behind in terms of trying to penetrate the Iranian market.
Well, you know, the strong influence of Israel on the opinion and on politicians in the U.S., and I think it's all coming to an end. I'm fairly optimistic. Yes, I think the U.S., no matter who the future president will be, will find out that it's in their own practical, realpolitik interest to open up with Iran. This is the only logical way to go, to be part of the world instead of isolating yourself, if you will. I thought it was so funny 2 years ago, whenever it was, that the non-aligned movement was meeting in Tehran. I think you had 130 heads of state visiting, and Obama stood saying seriously that he had isolated Iran. You know, it's falling apart to a certain extent. And the intelligent people in Washington know that there is no solution to Syria, which they would soon like to see some kind of solution to, because that's another diplomatic, legal, and moral burden. They can't get anywhere in Syria without Iran's mediation, knowledge, formidable diplomacy under Javad Zarif, etc. And I'm not saying, you know, you also have the clout to do something in Syria. So if I was a president of the United States, which thank God I'm not, I would say, let's go for it and see how far we can do things better together than keeping on with these pinpointing, grumpy policies like new sanctions and you should not have these missiles and all that. It's ridiculous now.
Thank you for that. Founder of the transnational.org, Jan Oberg there from London.